The following is an interview with Otter Lake Mayor Terry LaFleur discussing the planned upgrades for the municipality's Recreation Association grounds, which were unveiled this past Saturday, May 13th.
Could you describe a little bit about what the plans here you unveiled here today?
So the plans, we unveiled the master plan for 394 Tessier, 408 Tessier, two municipal properties. One already houses the Recreation Association grounds, I guess, with the Raymond Johnson Community Center. So it's plans for development probably over the next 5 or 10 years. Estimates are about $3 million worth of work, which we plan on funding through grants and you know, donations and, of course, municipal dollars, but for the most part, hopefully through grants and funding.
And can you describe a little bit about the process here that led up to it with the various groups that were fundraising for it in addition to the grant funding there?
Yeah, definitely. So the fundraising today, the presentations today were specifically for the splash pad. The RA Association had come to us and said they wanted to install a splash pad, so we managed with them to get a grant money through the FRR2 for $104,000. Estimates for the splash pad were about $140,000 to $150,000. The RA automatically said, we're going to try and raise $40,000. This was last June, and another committee was formed as well, volunteer committee, the Bumblebees. They said they'd start fundraising as well for the splash pad. And today we were presented with a check from the Bumblebee committee for $10,390, and from the RA Association was $40,000 towards the splash pad. Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit about the upgrades? The splash pad is obviously number one here coming in this year, but as far as the other upgrades here that are planned for the RA grounds?
Yeah, so this year in particular, we are going to do some parking, defined parking areas, especially for more of our seniors, so they can get closer to the building. So it'll be paved entranceway, paved around the building, with we'll call it accessible parking as close to it, with some butterfly gardens going to beautify it up. Basically more defined entrance, exit, and parking, because we saw last year during the Canada Day event there were some issues in regards to accessibility for our seniors and for the fire department.
So the splash pad's coming here first, the paving is next in line here. Do you have an idea about the timeline and how that's going to progress, or is it still, I guess, up in the air?
For the splash pad, it will be starting in a week's time. Blue Heron, so Shandy Ardern is going to be installing it for us, and we had a donation from Construction Denis Paquette to do the excavation. So that's going to be starting in about a week. And for the paving and the parking area, will be done this summer. We already have several bids in for a portion of it, and we have to go back out for other portions. So those would be the two main things that get done this summer.